Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Everybody, welcome in to one of our classic Glass Cannon Network character creation sessions. This is may seem like it's kind of coming out of nowhere, but actually we are preparing for a major event this coming weekend for the Glass Cannon Network, for the Naish in general, the Naish Rally. It is upon us. It is a weekend of marathon gaming, all different RPGs, all weekend long, Friday night all the way through Sunday. It's going to be live the entire weekend. I'm really, really excited to play some of these games with some of my good buddies here. But in order to prepare for these things, sometimes we need to make characters. Some games we're going to make characters live on the spot, but others, they need a little bit more prep. And that is why we're here today, to prep a Twilight 2000 game by making some characters with the Twilight 2000 patented life path.
You gotta use the life path.
I didn't want to do any pre-gens for this one. I wanted these guys to let their creativity shine. So let me start off by saying my name is Joe O'Brien. I GM a decent amount of Twilight 2000 on the Glass Cannon Network. We have done an entire season of a campaign so far this year in 2026, and we're just really loving the game, so we're going to play some more of it. However, that story is not the one that we'll be playing this weekend in the Naish Rally. It's going to be a little bit of an offshoot and a one-shot at that, and so we need new characters. Joining me today, I've got my good buddy Jared Logan, who you just heard.
What's up?
Jared's going to be playing in it and creating a character, and also my buddy Skid Meyer is here as well. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hello.
Great to have my boys back together.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Great to have the boys together.
Boys are back in town.
Sadly missing both Mary Lou and Ross Bryant. Ross will be joining us for the one shot this weekend, and hopefully he may pop in for character creation. We're not really sure. Busy schedule. Mary Lou is actually traveling and is ironically in New York City right now, kind of nearby, but is unable to join us for this.
When I say my boys, I'm mostly talking about Mary Lou.
Yeah.
When I say my boys.
So
my boys can be male or female, could be any gender.
Yeah,
my boys.
Just means friends.
Yep.
Just means
to friends. Me, it just means friends.
Exactly. I'm seeing Mary Lou tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. Yeah, going to a baseball game.
I love to go see a Mets game.
That is awesome. I'll miss Mary Lou. I'll certainly miss Ross tonight if he can't make it, but there's a chance he could be here. So hold your breath, because I'd love to see Ross Bryant come in. If he doesn't come, we're going to be whipping up a character for him. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come right back, Jared, Skid, us all together making a character for Ross, we plan to walk out of here today with three new PCs in Twilight 2000. And this one, and here's the hook, here's the change for this year's, or this one shot that we're doing during the Naish Rally. This one's going to be set, our first ever Twilight 2000 game set in America. We're going to be taking a look at near apocalyptic America in this one shot. So stay with us. Let's build some characters who are in the midst of World War III. We'll be right back.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Right, home from work, walk the dog, kids are back. Mom! Up the stairs for something. Ugh, back down, no idea what I went up for.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Chop, sizzle, done. HelloFresh can't slow life down, but it makes bringing everyone together around the table a whole lot easier. So it's phones down, forks up. HelloFresh, bring back dinner time.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
We're back. During our Twilight 2000 campaign, which we titled We Shouldn't Be Alive, available at jointhenation.com. Check it out and sign up for a subscription. You help us out. You get to hear these exclusive shows or see these exclusive shows. Skid, you have mentioned how much you wanted to follow the campaign story, which I believe there was a version of back in the 80s when it was initially written that took the PCs to America.
Yeah.
And you've wanted to play in America. So please expound on that. What does that look like in your mind, the America of the Twilight 2000 setting?
Well, that was in the original Twilight 2000 game that came out in 84, 85. That was, they had sort of a campaign path, like they released these modules, and the main campaign basically took your party along the Vistula River in Poland, sort of starting out sort of like we did, and We Shouldn't Be Alive. But then eventually you make your way back to the United States, which I never really got that far, but there's the United States is just about as fractured and damaged as Eastern Europe is in the rest of the game. And I know there's like part of the campaign took place in Texas, but the one module that I did purchase and read is Air Lords of the Ozarks. And it talks about encountering these warlords in like Arkansas who somehow got a hold of these dirigibles and they're using them to dominate that part of the country. And so when you get back to America, you're like going up against them and trying to free the people of the Ozarks. So
I'm surprised that a dirigible could survive in Arkansas, because that's one of the states I would imagine does a lot of firing guns into the air.
That's right. It's one of the modern miracles of contemporary dirigible construction, I guess.
Yeah, just go around Arkansas, you know, if you don't want to end up like the Hindenburg.
Well, I don't really want to. My gut says not to go down that road and save some of this awesome stuff for, you know, potentially doing that down the road in more long form campaign and paying a proper homage to that module. However, I kind of, you know, we'll see how character creation goes, but I kind of love the idea of leaning a little bit into some of the water-based stuff that comes through the expansion of Hostile Waters, which I picked up at PAX Unplugged, and which details some fun rules for larger ships and naval combat and stuff like that, which doesn't just have to be out in the deep ocean. It can be that, but it's really made more for
big rivers, big inlets, that kind of thing, and things beyond a rowboat, you know, where you can get into the speedboat territory, the tugboat territory, big fishing, you know, commercial fishing boats and stuff like that. Who knows? There could be something like that in our future. So I said we're going to set it in America in order to focus our lens a little bit here on something that we can all wrap our head around and build characters that kind of point toward a one shot. Since we're not planning on a long campaign here, I wanted to have, you know, one idea in mind. I talked to Ross Bryant about this, and he said something that jumped out to me as he and I were batting back and forth ideas. He said, "What if we made characters that were in prison and had just made a prison break at the start of the one shot?"
And like basically, World War III allowed us to make a break.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you figure, like, the government structures have fallen, the infrastructure has collapsed. Perhaps at a certain point, guards looked this way and that and just packed up their stuff and grabbed their families and got out of town, you know? Like, and suddenly, maybe the prisoner, in my mind, it's like the prisoners realize, like, no one's there. And it might take a bit. But then the idea is, you understand what's happening here, you form a small group, and you decide to find a way out of the prison. That's not going to be our adventure. The adventure is going to start after you're already out, so after you've just escaped. But what have you escaped into? What is the current state of America as nukes have gone off in the country? Law enforcement has collapsed. The government has collapsed. The army is turning in on itself. The armed forces are kind of all over the place. And nobody has any orders. Everybody's out for themselves. It's a scary world to walk out into. And the fun part is, and Jared said this as we talked a little bit pre-show, you're going to walk out with not very many supplies and definitely not a lot of food and water, which is what is the driving force of
this game.
Survival game. Crafting game. That's the driving force. So with that in mind, I'd love to jump off and just get going here. Who wants to start? Skid, Jared, when do you guys want to start?
I'd like to start with a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, for nationality, I'm putting the United States of Terra. And I'm
the show? The TV show?
Referencing the Toni Collette comedy that ran from 2009 to 2011.
That was a really good show. It's a great show,
and I just want everybody to know United States of Terra is my nationality.
Okay.
Also, normally with the Life Path module, you start at 18 years old, right? I have downloaded a new module that allows me to start at infancy. So I'm going to make my first roll right now. I was aborted.
Oh no!
Dude, that is what Twilight 2000 Life Path system is famous for. You can famously be aborted
during character creation.
That's right. Okay, sorry. Those were my jokes. Now, what do you want? What should I do? Should we start?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go right back to our Life Path generation system. And it'll say you start off a fresh and inexperienced young person, 18 years old, with a cuff of D. That is your coolness under fire of D.
Roger
those,
that.
For those not familiar with the Twilight 2000 system, we're going to be talking about skills and abilities or characteristics. I can't remember what they call them. Attributes and skills that are assigned a letter from A to D. A being the best, D being the worst. D is a D6, C is a D8, B is a D10, and A is a D12. The whole engine of the game is based around small dice pools where you just need a single success, and a success is defined as something 6 or higher on the die. So if you have a D in a given skill, you have to roll a 6 on a D6 in order to succeed at it. A little tougher. If you have an A in a skill, obviously, your odds go way up. And then when you add in pushing rolls, which you're allowed to do on every check, the percentages get very high if you're an A, and they even out a little bit if you are a D. So you start with a coolness under fire of D, and you choose your nationality. I'm just going to suggest you're all American. I don't know if you want to play around with that or do something with that, but
no, that makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to start with a, you know, this says to start with attribute upgrades, but I'm going to start with childhood because I'd love to start building some stories of these characters. So,
okay.
And from there, you can start spending boosts and stuff. All right. So, would you like to roll randomly for your childhood, Jared, or do you want to pick from a list?
I'll roll.
Okay, so that is a D6 roll.
Okay, go my D6 came up a 2.
A 2.
Small town.
Small town. Okay.
I was born in a small town.
There he is, born in a small town.
Left my virginity in a small town. Got a girl branded in a small town.
And now I'm stuck here in this small town.
Okay, so with a small town childhood, you get to raise one of these skills up to D immediately.
Okay.
Driving, ranged combat, or survival.
Driving, ranged combat, or survival. You know, I think that those are all great.
You know what's so funny is like this is different than when we rolled characters for our campaign.
Yeah.
Now with some, you know, 30 plus hours under our belt, you start to realize like what skills are really important
really useful
and what aren't. Yeah.
So here's what I'm starting right now. I was raised in Morgantown, West Virginia. I spent time in West Virginia. You know, I lived actually in a place called Cassville Hollow when I was growing up. Oh. It was a hollow. It was a holler. And then later we moved to Tennessee, so that also has... Is Dade's family, where are they from?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe North Carolina.
Carolina, right. Okay, so, you know, anyway, all that to say, I like drive. And the reason is, I imagine a kid that was riding around on four-wheelers.
Yeah.
When he was like 13 years old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take drive.
That's awesome. Okay. Cool. So now give me a D6 roll, and you'll get a random specialty for this childhood. Your specialty, it's a thing that gives you a bonus to die rolls for very specific, when you're using a skill in a specific situation. They're kind of like feats, but they're always just a +1 to a die roll in a given situation. And also to clarify, a +1 means you bump the die up a step, not +1 to the results of the roll, but you bump the die up a step.
All right, I got a 2.
2, that is Racer.
There you go, perfect.
Are you kidding? Wow, that's great. Awesome.
Racer. So, man, I want to look up exactly what that is because to see if it says +1 whenever, yeah. Racer. +1 modifier to all driving, all wheeled vehicles except motorcycles. All wheeled vehicles. That's amazing.
Okay, all wheeled vehicles. That's perfect for this guy. Okay,
yeah.
I like him already.
That worked out.
That's phenomenal. Great start. Okay, now I want you to. We can already picture this this guy at 13 years old driving around a four wheeler. Let's get your boosts. Your boosts are going to be 2d3 to determine how many boosts you get for your base attributes of strength, agility, intelligence and empathy.
And what are those? What do I roll?
You roll 2d3.
2d3.
To determine your number of boosts.
2d3. Here we go. That's going to be a 3 and a 3.
Oh, so you rolled max. You rolled six
boosts.
I
rolled 2d3 and I got a 3 on both.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
So that is a full max character.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
That's amazing.
Wow.
All right. Now, you have got 6 boosts that you can spend. All of your attributes are considered to start at C. Each boost you spend, one boost brings, say, your strength from a C to a B, for example. And you can start pumping those up however you see fit, however you imagine this character. Similar to what we did with our character creation for We Shouldn't Be Alive, I'm not going to require you to spend all your boosts now. You can hold some in reserve if you need certain qualifications for certain careers later. You can, you know, use them as we go.
Okay.
But, all right. Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to go kind of evenly. So I'm going to go ahead and start just by bringing everything up to a B.
Everything up to a B.
I don't know what this guy is yet, but that's four of his boosts. And I'll hold off on a couple boosts until I see if I need them for a career or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify the driving that I gained, it's at an F to begin. Is that right?
No, D.
Oh, it goes all the way to D. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever you don't have any boosts at all in the skill, it is an F or a blank, you know, an F or nothing in the skill. And that just means you literally don't roll a die. You only roll the corresponding attribute. So you only get to roll one die instead of two dice. Having a D is a big difference. But yeah, as with your childhood, you do get that one clear boost. All right. I want you to now choose your first career. At 18 years old, you can join the military right out of the gate, or you can go into a civilian career. And depending on what you're interested in doing, we can talk backwards about what requirements are. But you can go into law enforcement. You can go into blue-collar work. You can just go into crime. You can be a criminal. You can go into white-collar work. However, it requires that you first do terms in education. So really, it's college, law enforcement, crime, or blue-collar, or enter the military. What are you thinking?
I think for some reason it appeals to me that he went to the military, you know? I think that's an interesting person who was in a system like that and then later ended up in prison. Sounds interesting. So what should I do? What should I do with
you? You should select what kind of military service you want to go into. You can go into combat arms, which is going to give you a lot of weapons skills and recon. You can go into combat support, which is going to be recon, survival, and tech. Or you can go into combat service support, which is going to give you tech and medical aid, kind of like a medic.
I think he was in service support. I think he was not combat arms. He was combat service support.
Combat service support. Okay. Also, let me just read off two more things to you. If you wanted to make a special operator, if you're in special operations, those require some other things. And if you wanted to be an officer, those require some other things. So
those all sound great, but I don't feel like officer or special operator for this guy. I think I don't know how long I'm going to keep him in the military, honestly.
Copy that. All right.
He might wash out.
Combat service support has no requirements, so you don't need to change any of your attributes yet. Go ahead and get two skill boosts. You can boost one skill twice or two different skills once. One of them, they need to come from this career, or the base ones that you can always do, which are stamina, mobility, driving. Remember, you can always do stamina, mobility, or driving. With combat service support, you also add on medical aid or tech.
So I think that he wants to be good at tech because I think that he can maybe repair his, you know, his four-wheeler when he's pretty young, and then he learns how to repair other things.
Cool. So like a motor pool kind of guy.
A motor pool guy. Exactly.
Okay.
Should he be A or – I'm sorry. Can I have an A? No, I mean, it goes to D, but I could bump it twice to a C. Is that right?
That is correct.
I think I'll go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and take him all the way to C as a mechanic.
Cool angle. I wasn't expecting this. Okay, this is great. Now you have to test this to see if you excelled in this career. And then, Skid, we're moving on to you. So your test here is you must now test tech. So the associated attribute right now is your intelligence at a B, if I'm not mistaken. So that's a D10. Combine that with a C for your tech, that's a D8.
Well, so pretty high percentage that I will succeed, isn't it? Okay, let's see.
So you need you're going to roll a D10 and a D8, and you need one of those die to be six or higher.
Let's see. Now, honestly, I was thinking this guy might wash out of the military, and on a D10 and a D8, I just rolled a 3 and a 3, so he failed.
So he failed, yeah. So he didn't excel in this particular career. Mechanically speaking, if you succeeded on this, you get another specialty, which is like another feat. If you don't succeed on this role, you don't get that feat.
I mean, as a player, I really want that. I'm like kind of disappointed that I'm not getting that.
But yeah, especially because on the list on that is mechanic,
electrician.
Okay. You know, but you know what? There are other ways to get mechanic. Go back, go blue collar. You can get access to that feat still. So there are lots of options. But let's leave you thinking about if you really want to be in the military, it doesn't seem to be connecting with you very well. Think about it, and we'll come back to you. And let's go to Skid. Skid, for you, we start all the way back at the beginning with childhood.
Childhood.
Yeah. Do you want to roll for it?
I'm going to roll.
Okay, great.
6, affluence.
Oh, rich boy. Does that sound good to you? Is that the way you want to go? Would you rather change it?
Sure.
I mean, it's totally up to you. I don't care if you change these things.
Yeah.
All right, affluence. That means you get access to mobility, command, and persuasion for your free upgrade from childhood to a D. Mobility, command, or persuasion.
I will take persuasion. I'll get persuasion up to a D.
That's great. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. We had no spoilers, but we had an incident in our campaign where someone was just under skilled in persuasion, and it makes a difference between life or death in this world.
We did that thing where the entire party, nobody invested really in empathy except for Ross with his medical aid.
Right.
Other than that, we were all pretty low on it.
Yeah. And everything, you know, becomes useful at one point or another. All right, Skid, give me a roll on a D6 for a random specialty.
Okay.
From childhood that you came out of your childhood with.
Boatman.
Boatman. Okay. Looks like we're getting some water involved in this.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, so an affluent, persuasive boatman already.
Ah, yes, father and I 18. Used to sail around the Cape.
Awesome. All right, now, buddy, why don't you roll for some boosts? 2d3. Let's see if you get any boosts to your attributes.
I got a 4.
Okay, fantastic. That's awesome. So 4 boosts to spend. Do you want to spend some of them now or hold off and look at careers? What do you think?
I think I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to hold off on that. See what I get here.
All right. So your options, as we said before, military service or start off a civilian life. You can go to college. You could enter the workforce. You could become a criminal. I don't know. What jumps out at you?
I think, with his background, I don't know. He's going to try to go to college.
Okay. Education it is. You choose liberal arts or sciences.
Liberal arts.
Okay, liberal arts, you need no boosts. Your intelligence and empathy need to be at least a C for liberal arts, and you already start with that. So you're good there. Immediately, by choosing this career, you get an upgrade to persuasion. So you get another upgrade in persuasion. And now you can choose to upgrade persuasion again to a B, or you can look at stamina, mobility, driving.
I think he played college football.
Okay.
And I'm going to put mobility up to a D.
Great. Okay, now you test one of them to see if you excelled in your first year at college, either persuasion or mobility. So, you know, you just got to test something you increased this career section.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to apportion my attribute boost now. So I'm going to put empathy up to a B. I'm going to put strength up to an A. So that's 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I have 1 left and agility up to a B.
Okay, terrific. So and which one do you want to test, mobility or persuasion?
I'm going to test persuasion.
Okay.
So it's a D10. And D8. 1 success.
Okay, there you go. You got it. And you unlocked a specialty. You can pick one on this list or roll randomly if you'd prefer. It's up to you. It's a 6 specialty list.
I am going to go with I'm going to go with linguist.
Linguist. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. All right. So be experienced with other languages. Love it. And that is going to be the end of your first term. Let's continue back to you, Jared. Just in case Ross pops in, we don't want to go too far without him. But if we go another term and we don't see from him, maybe we just start his character going as well. All right, here we go. You have finished a term in combat service support. You did not excel in that career. What do you feel? Oh wait, I'm sorry. We move right on to your. Okay, now we age your character. I forgot this. Sorry. D6 years.
Okay, no problem.
Age D6 years.
Let's do that. And how long did he spend failing? 5 years.
5 years.
Whoa. So he's 23.
So now he's 23.
He washed out of the military after being in it for a little bit. Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. I do think he's done with the military after that.
Okay.
I think that I know that's crazy to go into the military and not get gun skill, but I feel like there'll still be a chance for me to get a little bit of that.
Oh, and you
I'm
know
not
what?
Necessarily interested
I'm sorry.
In playing.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
That's on me. I messed that up. And you brought it to my attention. You must take ranged combat in your first stint in the military.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Why don't I take tech to D, and then can I take ranged combat at D as well?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Sorry. That makes sense. No problem.
Yep. I apologize. I completely forgot.
No worries. Yeah, I got it.
Detail. Okay. Great. So now you've got ranged combat and tech at D, and you're gonna move on into civilian life.
Mm-hmm.
You have the option to go into a life as a mechanic, if you'd like. That's a blue-collar option.
I think he tries that, but I think that he is not an organized person. He is a kind of an angry person, and I feel like his business might not work out. But let's see. Let's see, you know, let's see what he gets. So let's talk about his business. What do I do for that?
So for mechanic, you get tech. So you can upgrade tech and then also stamina, mobility, driving.
He'll upgrade his tech. Boosts. He'll get it back to where he wants. And
back
then stamina, mobility, or driving.
Yep.
I think there was stamina involved in this. You know, like I don't think it's physically easy to fix a car, work on a car, you know? And I think he kept himself healthy.
Absolutely.
So he'll go to a D stamina.
Love it. Makes sense.
Okay.
Stamina is, stamina covers all your death rolls. It covers rolls of exposure to radiation. It covers rolls of exposure to infection from even taking a wound or taking a gunshot or anything. Stamina, extremely important.
Wait, but that doesn't sound like a one-shot skill though, does it?
well... We'll see. I plan on bringing the heat, so you may have some death rolls. We'll see.
Okay, let's leave it. I like it. Stamina D. Go. What's next?
Now you have to test stamina or tech, your choice, and we see if you excel in this career as a mechanic in this tournament.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to test stamina.
All right.
I'm going to test stamina. That's a B and a D. I don't know why stamina.
Remember, you still have boosts you haven't spent. So if you wanted to boost up your strength to an A, you would still have one boost left. It's up to you. Skid did take an A in strength, so I don't know if you also, if you also want an A in strength. It's up to you.
No, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm not going to do that right now. Here we go. Here's stamina. That is failure.
Another fail. Oh yeah. I think you're reading into something with this guy. He's got anger issues. He's struggling to get his business
clear,
off the
ground. To be clear, if it had succeeded, I would have kept the mechanic's business going, but it failed. So I think his business failed.
Okay. Very interesting. We'll come back to you. Skid, you have finished a term of college. Roll a D6 to see how many years passed.
Okay. Six.
Six.
You had some grad school.
Well, not necessarily. I had 2 extra years of eligibility. I've had a red shirt year.
Oh, right. Because he was a football player. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Phenomenal. Do you know where he went to school yet?
NC State.
NC State. Okay. Love it. Okay. Education. Are we moving on, or are you going to go into like a science extended education, graduate school sort of situation?
No, he's moving on.
Okay. You want to enter the workforce in white collar? Do you want to enter the military? Do you want to enter
intelligence? Yeah, I think he was hoping to get drafted in the NFL, but I think he was an offensive lineman. He had a knee injury. And
oh, so we're talking a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Strength
with that A strength. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like he's 300 plus pounds. And so, but then it's just like, yeah, it didn't work out. So he didn't even get called to the combine or anything. So he's going to go back home and he's going to take over his family's business.
Okay. Sounds good. Hold on to that thought for a second. I jumped to you a little bit prematurely because I forgot. After the second term, we need to start rolling already for Jared to see if he's done with character creation, if war breaks out. But we're going to do a weird little twist for this one shot on war breaking out. I discussed this briefly with the players ahead of time. We're going to have a roll that determines when you go to prison. So the first thing I want you to do, Jared, is roll a D8. And let me know if you rolled a one.
Okay, no problem. Here goes. I rolled a six, not a one.
Okay, that means you have no aging effects on your attributes. Now roll a D8 and let me know if you roll a one or a two.
Okay, I rolled a two.
Holy shit. Okay, so by our little made-up rules that we did, on that roll, it means that you somehow got involved in a crime and got arrested.
Yeah.
And so at this point, you're going to move to a prison career, and from there, you still have a lot of options. So sit on that for a moment.
Wow,
we're gonna come back to you. Yeah. So he went to jail young, which is just wild. Actually, we forgot your aging role because you did years as a mechanic. So roll the D6.
He's still young, even if this is like a six, because he was 23.
Yeah.
So now he is 26.
Now he's 26. All right. So think about what he might have done or didn't do. Got arrested and went to prison. Was he out doing something with somebody he shouldn't have been and he got looped into something?
I mean, I have an idea. You want to hear what I think he did?
Yeah.
I think that his mechanic business wasn't going well because he didn't have like a good space. He didn't have the tools he needed. So I think he was out of money and he started helping people steal catalytic converters.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
So he gets nabbed for this, and depending on your die rolls, you could end up in prison for a shockingly long time for that, which means you might have done some more shit while you're in prison. So think about it.
Yeah, I don't know what the sentence for that is. I'm gonna Google that while you're working with the skid.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Oh, you know, the other thing we could do is you could go to prison and get out and go back in. That could be fun, too. All right, so skid. You're going to go to the family business.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this business. What's the family business?
I think his father owns Charlotte, North Carolina's second biggest Infiniti dealership.
Okay. So he's going to start selling cars.
Yeah.
All right. So that would be white collar. What do you think? Manager?
Manager.
Manager. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. In order to be a manager, you must have one term in any education and an empathy of B or higher. You've got that, right?
I do, yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Your skills that you have access to are tech, command, and persuasion, plus stamina, mobility, driving. You get two boosts. What would you like to use?
So I get two. I'm going to take mobility.
Okay.
And
he keeps working out even while he's at the dealership, just in case the NFL calls.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah. And this is more, I think it's more reflective of his previous experience than it is like his current job.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then, what were the other, I don't see them. What page is
tech,
this on?
This is on page 38 in the player's handbook.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
player's manual.
I'll take command. I'll take a D in command.
So a D in command and now a C in mobility, correct?
Yep.
Go ahead and give, now you got to test one of them. Mobility or command. Let's see how you're doing so far in this career.
I'll take mobility again.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I'll take command because it makes more sense. All right, so that's a D6 and a D10.
D10 and a D6.
Wow, two successes.
Two successes.
Yeah.
All right, would you like to select your specialty or roll it?
Specialty manager. I think I'll take, let's see. I'll roll it.
Okay, yeah, there are a lot of good ones here, honestly.
Logistician.
Logistician. That is a command specialty. When building a base, you can roll in command instead of the listed skill, which is usually survival.
Yeah,
but only useless if you have help by at least one person. Pretty useless, you would think, in a one-shot. But in the actual world you're going to have to survive in, it's an amazing skill.
Yeah, I think it makes sense if we were to imagine a steps down the line. It would be very useful, probably.
Yeah. And I mean, dude, you know, there's not a single one shot I run where I don't hope we play more. You know what I mean? Come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give me a D6 roll for aging this first term in working at the dealership.
2 years in the dealership.
2 years in the dealership. Okay. Go ahead and give me a D8 and let me know if you roll a one.
Okay. Two.
Two. Okay. No aging effects. Roll a D8. Let me know if you roll a one or a two.
Six.
Okay. You're going to get to choose your next career in a moment. But first, it's about time we start on Ross's character. Now, the idea here is that Ross's character is in some way connected to Ross's character in our We Shouldn't Be Alive campaign, J.F. Dade, who is the only American in that game. And right. he hails from, if I'm not mistaken, North Carolina. We figured this could be the one fun tie-in, but how he's related to J.F. Dade, we do not know. We can have suggestions for Ross by the end of this, but nothing's going to be set in stone until Ross sinks his teeth into this character. But from a mechanical standpoint, let's help him build this thing. I think it'll be fun to start telling him some of the basics of this character, especially when we start rolling randomly for childhood and boosts and all that kind of stuff. So, okay. Childhood, random roll. Jared, you want to roll this for him?
Okay. Childhood. Yes, that's a D6, right?
That is a D6. That's correct.
Yep. Here we go. I was just looking up a family relationship. Random table. I rolled a 6 for the childhood.
You know, affluence. I don't think it should be affluence.
I don't think it should be either. Especially, we also have a character with affluence. Yeah. Let me roll it again. 1.
Street kid.
Okay.
I like this.
The mean streets of Raleigh.
Okay. Childhood street kid is going to give him, it's so funny because you could like just totally build him to be a compliment to you guys. It's going to give him access to close combat, mobility, and recon. What do you say? No brainer, recon?
Recon. Right out of
the gate.
Recon.
It's an amazing stat, and you always want somebody in the party to have it. Recon, for those that don't know, is essentially it is a combined perception and stealth skill. If you're talking about like a D&D or a Pathfinder, insight, perception, stealth, it covers all those things. So it's an incredibly valuable skill. All right, Skid, why don't you roll his boosts? He gets 2d3 boosts.
Okay, 5.
5 boosts! Man, you guys rolled better here than you did for your characters, and We Shouldn't Be Alive.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure. Okay, 5 boosts, and we'll spend them as we go here. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I forgot. Jared, give me a D6 roll for his specialty as a street kid.
Yeah, his street kid specialty is 3.
3 is runner. Runner. So let me look that up real quick. I imagine that's a
stamina, I bet.
Mobility?
Maybe mobility. Stamina? It could be mobility, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying, too. Let's see. Is it stamina or mobility? For mobility, runner gives a plus one bonus to mobility rolls for running. All right. Which I think you could probably probably do a lot. Okay. Runner.
He's like Forrest Gump already, it sounds like.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm trying to do this.
Run, Forrest, run.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Hey, Skid, what movie is this from? See if you can guess the movie this is from. Life is like a box of chocolates. Go ahead, dude.
I'm not a big movie guy. I don't know.
You don't know the movie I'm talking about?
Stuff. I don't really. Alien?
The Big Lebowski, dude. Big Lebowski.
Yes, of course. That's on my list. I've got to
You're
watch
not into
one.
The Coens like I am.
I don't know who they are, but.
All right, here's another one. You ready? Let's keep this game going, okay? You talking to me? Are you talking to me? What movie, dude?
Falling Down, where he's like talking to him.
Okay. I actually don't even know what movie the impression I did is from. I saw a comedian
I bet
do
it's
it.
From Falling Down.
It was
like
really
something.
Funny.
Yeah.
I don't.
It might be Falling Down then.
It could.
I'm going to accept it as a correct answer.
Okay. Nice job, Skid.
All right, man. I'm better at trivia than I thought. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay. We've spent no boosts. I am going to spend one boost to get his intelligence to B. Because he does have that recon, which is nice. He's got four boosts left, and we got to pick an initial career for Ross's character. And I'm sort of thinking military service. I'm kind of thinking like maybe like a combat arms, infantry military service. But in order to do that, he would need strength or agility B+. So let's make his agility a B. So that's two boosts I've spent, one on intelligence, one on agility, and we can get him at least to sign up as a private in the military. And how about we just say the Army? So he signs up at, maybe we do the Marines.
If he can run, yeah.
It's tougher to get into the Marines, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But mechanically, in this game, it's not. So, but I think, let's say Marines.
Okay.
I like that. We haven't had a Marine, a proper Marine. All right. So he joins the Marines. He gets access to, so immediately he must increase ranged combat. We know that now. And then he gets one more boost, close combat, heavy weapons, ranged combat, recon. How about close combat?
Yeah. Cool.
What do you guys think of that? Yeah, let's get
I like that. He can fight someone hand to hand. He was a street kid, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get his strength up to B. So that's three boosts so far. And then we got to test one of these. So there's no mechanical difference between his ranged combat and his strength right now. I'm going to go ahead and roll this boost. So agility at a B, ranged combat at a D. Let's see if he excels in it, and he does with a 10 on a D10.
Oh,
ooh,
nice.
Okay.
Two successes. Oh, that also means in a military career, he gets promoted.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's going to become PFC, and he is going to, what do you call it? He's going to get his cuff to increase by one.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, so his coolness under fire will go up to a D, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, the specialty he gets. Go ahead and give me a D6, Skid, and we'll figure out his specialty.
Specialty 3.
Let's re-roll that.
Okay.
Because it's tanker.
Does the other one be tanks? One.
Rifleman. Perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, this is perfection. Rifleman. Okay. He's going to have rifleman, and we need to hit a break. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to launch into the third term for both Jared and Skid's character, the second term for Ross's character, as we continue to make these three who are somehow all going to meet in prison. Jared's already there. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and see how this all shakes out. Stick with us.
Head to the coast in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. It's short season, and their new Seafade shorts add the perfect wash look to your fit. They're so easy to throw on and pair with everything in your closet. Complete the look with a new shirt and you're set. Prep for summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine, and now I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. Because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.
Okay, we're back. And there was some discussion during the break that I feel like needs to be brought to light. Jared, while clarifying that Skid's character worked at a car dealership or currently works at a car dealership, Skid clarifies, my father's car dealership. Jared says, maybe we have a connection there through the fact that I was a mechanic. And you said, Jared, the catalytic converter thing, that didn't come until later.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot. Well, people stole them in the 1990s. You know, this game is Twilight 2000 because World War III is like breaking out in 2000, right?
Yeah, I guess I wasn't clear on that. In this alternate history, the Soviet Union never fell. And so in the late 90s, war breaks out and there's a limited nuclear exchange.
But the United States, we're probably not going to see the Soviet Union. I don't know. It's whatever Joe does. But the only thing I realize is the crazy theft, like surge in theft of catalytic converters didn't happen until the 2020s. So I think my character was stealing cars or sometimes parts of cars. And I think my character also, I don't know why, but I have this like idea for him that in order for me to get multiple years in prison, I have to have been part of an organized theft ring, right? Yeah. If I was doing it solo occasionally, I wouldn't get very much time. I think he was part of an organized ring of guys, and they would hit like amusement parks and state fairs, anywhere there's like a giant parking lot of hundreds and hundreds of cars, and that was their thing.
That is very cool and very
interesting. I don't know if it will apply to the game in any way at all, but that's my idea.
I love it. Like, I mean, this is our game. Like, we make it apply, right? Like, we make it work itself into there. And now what I'm thinking is, like, we don't say it for sure. We don't know right now. We're going to keep rolling dice and see where things go. But what if we as an audience don't know right now that Skid's character's in on it too? He just hasn't been burned yet, right?
Like right.
He's selling information to this ring or something. He's setting up new car owners to get robbed shortly after. There's a lot of different ways this could go.
Right.
But yeah, we're not setting anything in stone. We're still just rolling dice. All right. So we need Ross's character. I forgot. I remembered on the break to age 5 years. So now is 23 years old and a PFC. Okay. That brings us back to you, Jared. And fascinating, your first term in prison.
Yes.
Okay. So you've been locked up. You've been accused and convicted as part of this ring. And hold on a second. Prison. After term, you must spend the next term in prison. Oh, interesting. I thought that there were more options under prison. Am I thinking of a different game? Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of Traveler, Skid, I think.
Oh.
Isn't there a prisoner career in Traveler where you can be like a fixer or a thug or a, yeah, I think that's in Traveler.
Yeah. That's a different system.
That's a different role-playing game, Joe. Joe, I'd like to take laser weapons for my character, please.
You jest, but I have never been afraid to pull from other systems for inspiration in any game that I'm playing. And I don't know, like, it looks like in this game, you only get access to one skill as a prisoner. And I think that that's a little bit limiting for the game that we want to play. And I think it would be interesting to expand your options. And I think using the prisoner, guide that is set out by, well, we can make our own basically, right? You could be a thug. You could be a fixer. I don't know if I'm using the right term, but a guy who can get you things, right?
Okay.
I think that could give you access to like command, persuasion, mobility, right? Then you could be a thug that could give you access to close combat, probably just close combat.
Recon. Thugs have recon, man.
Recon. Totally. I guess
you're inventing careers for me here, huh?
I think so. I think I'm playing a little fast.
What does the prisoner career come with as it is?
The prisoner career comes with only close combat. That's it.
Well, guess what? I was leaning toward thug to increase my close combat anyway.
There you
Perfect.
Go.
I mean, this guy had to survive in prison, right?
Yeah.
So that goes up to a D. Is that that's where I can put it?
Yep. Your close combat goes to a D.
Okay, great.
And then you got a test. Oh, but you get two boosts. So you would get either two boosts to close combat or stamina, mobility, driving.
Stamina, mobility, driving. Well,
not sure how much driving you're getting.
That I think the only thing I haven't done yet is mobility. So I could do that, or I could make my driving or stamina a little bit better. You know what? I'm choosing to boost close combat a second time to get it up to C. I think that I'm going to boost it twice. Am I allowed to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think this guy can fight now.
Okay.
Like after some time in prison, he really knows how to fight.
Okay. So test him.
Okay. I'm going to test his strength plus close combat. So that's a D10 and a D8.
D10 and a D8. Yes.
That did I fail? Oh my God, where'd it go?
Have you failed on every roll? Jared.
You failed on the D10. You only rolled a D10, though.
Well, that's not the roll.
It's not at all.
Yeah, you got to click close combat, right?
That's what I did. That's what I thought I did, Dad.
All right, we'll try again.
Should I roll again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. 1d10 plus 1d8. There it
is.
Oh. And I did fail.
You did fail. This guy is struggling.
This guy's life has been terrible, you guys.
Yeah. I really thought he'd blossom in
prison. This guy washed out of the military. He washed out of having a business. And now prison is not going well. Prison is not going well.
All right, give me a D6 roll for how many years have passed.
Oh, man. How many years does he spend in this situation? It's making me really feel for him. 5 years.
Oh, no.
He was 26, so now he is 31.
Now he's 31. 5 years in prison. Brutal.
And he took 5 years. He took that 5 years for being, you know, the bad ringleader of a bad car theft ring.
All right, now give me a D8 roll. Let me know if you roll a 1 or a 2.
D8 roll, 1 or a 2. 1.
Oh
my God.
Good news. You're not in prison anymore.
Oh, no, wait. That wasn't it.
Oh, right.
This is the aging deterioration. Dude, you are having such a rough go.
That's okay. So much worse than a partial, unlimited nuclear war happening.
If the result is lower than the number of terms you have completed, you must reduce one attribute of your choice by one step. Now, did you have a boost you never spent?
I have two boosts that I've been holding back.
All right, so now you're down to five boosts. And you know what I'm
going
to do? Boosts.
I am going to spend one of those boosts in order to not go down. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so now
that's
you're down
what I'll
to,
do. And I have one boost left in case that happens to me. Okay. Or maybe I'll get lucky enough to use it at the end.
Okay, now roll another D8. And on a 1 or a 2, war will break out and you'll break out of this prison at 31.
Okay. I mean, I kind of want to get him out of there.
Yeah.
I think I can, you know, sympathize. I think I'd kind of want to get out of prison too, especially if I was doing so badly.
Guys,
there.
I rolled a 1.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow, this story is wild. I mean, he's got no specialties, sky high attributes, but for some reason just like bad luck after bad luck after bad choice after bad luck.
Yeah.
All right, Jared, you're going to have an at-war term when we come back to you, which is essentially going to be you get to add two more skills of your choice, and you're going to break out of prison and get some, you know, as part of the breakout, you'll end up getting a kit, you'll get a loadout, you'll get a weapon, stuff like that. But for now, spend that last boost. Pick an attribute.
I can do the boost now?
Yeah. I mean, okay, you still haven't spent it.
So get this, like, this is this guy all over. He's got an A intelligence, but look at how many skills he has in intelligence. He's okay at tech because he doesn't fucking apply himself. You know what I mean?
He's never applied himself.
Like he's so smart, but he's putting that intelligence in the wrong places in his life, or at least it's led him to a bad place.
Yeah. Oh, this is fascinating. Like to be able to roll a D12 on like recon. You have a really good shot with a push, like a 75% chance to succeed without ever applying yourself or learning how to do it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay. Think about what you might want to upgrade and we'll come back to you. Skid, you are up for your third term. You've done a term in education and a term in white collar as a manager. Would you like to continue as a manager?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it is tricky, isn't it? Because, you know, you might want some other skills, but tech, command, persuasion, stamina, mobility, driving. I mean, you could always do stamina and, you know, tech and stuff too, like spread it out a little bit. But yeah, tech, command, persuasion, stamina, mobility, driving.
Driving. Oh, driving, yeah. Well, we already have, because Jared's character is kind of an expert in that. So,
well, Jared, he just has a D in driving, unless I'm mistaken. Did you take a C?
You have the specialty too.
I do have a specialty, but yes, it's only a D in driving.
Okay.
Oh, you do have one specialty. That's right. But remember, Skid, you have boatman, and that triggers on driving.
That's a driving specialty. Okay, I'll take a D in driving.
And then you've got tech, command, persuasion, stamina, mobility.
I'll get a D in stamina.
Okay, sounds good. So test one of those for me to see if you get another specialty from manager.
Okay, I'll do driving.
Awesome.
And can I use my boatman specialty?
Sure. Why not? Who cares? Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit, man? Let's go.
Okay. Two successes.
There you go, dude. You already got logistician, which is you know, about building bases.
Right.
You want to know a little bit more about computers? Do you want to be a natural frontline leader? Frontline leader will be valuable in a one-shot.
I'll do frontline leader.
So basically, frontline leader means you have an instinct to get somebody who is incapacitated by stress during a fight back in the fight.
Yeah.
And I think that could prove valuable in a one-shot.
Yeah.
So as a manager, you've had some stressful days at the dealership, and you've learned how to handle that well and how to handle, you know, as the son of the owner, you've had to, you know, have direct reports. You've had to deal with new salesmen that report to you, and so you've had to learn how to get them to keep their head in the game under tense situations.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a D6 roll for years that have passed. How many years have passed?
Three.
3 years. Okay.
29 now.
29. And
it sounds so wistful. 29 today.
I know.
Alone right, in my apartment.
Give me a D8. Let me know if you roll a one or a two.
Nobody called.
I rolled a three.
Okay. And then another D8 on a one or a two. You go to prison.
Seven.
Okay. We're going to keep this going. Let's head over to Ross's character, who is currently a private first class in the Marines. I think I'm going to do another. What do you guys think? I was going to do another term in combat support. Combat.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Another term in combat arms. And unless he can go into special ops.
Totally.
Special ops and then prison?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's like a Taylor Sheridan character.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. The special ops to prison path is a scary path, Joe. Yeah. Are you sure that you want to make a serial killer? Because I don't know if I want to hang out with him.
No, it's like, it happens. It happens
well,
a
no,
lot.
Dude, I mean, it could be like a Nick Cage and Con Air situation, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, he was just defending.
He was not guilty.
He was defending an innocent.
He's the guy in prison who didn't do it?
Well, he did it, but like his crime is sometimes you don't realize you are a weapon. And it's just you have to be more responsible.
Got it. We're in a Con Air world.
Right.
If we're in Con Air world, I know the rules now.
Amazing. All right. Do you guys want to not do this, special ops? Do you feel strongly that he should just stay combat arms?
I vote respectfully. I would vote against it. I would vote against it. I'm not saying that he should be a washout like my character at all, but I do feel like, you know, if you're breaking out of prison, you're trying to survive, being special ops, you're like, oh, you got a fucking special ops guy here. We're going to be fine. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one reason I really like it right now is looking at the skills, the available skills. Survival is in there, which would be cool. Breaking out and trying to like survive in the wilds of wherever, coastal Carolina. Skid, you're the tiebreak. What do you think? Sticking in combat arms or moving into special ops?
I like it. It's right out of Yellowstone. I say go for it.
Taylor Sheridan character. That cracks me up.
We had a vote. The vote has spoken.
All right, let's do it. That means
the glass cannon is a democracy.
It is.
That's right. That means I'm going to spend one boost.
Badly flawed democracy.
Yet another flawed democracy. That means I'm going to spend a boost in survival because I said that was interesting to me. And I think let's do another one in recon. Because you also get that with special ops. Yeah. So recon and survival.
It's a green beret.
Totally. And I'm going to roll recon for his to see if he excels. By the way, he immediately gets promoted to sergeant when he takes his career.
Oh, nice.
See if he excels. And he does with a 7 on the D10. So that means he gets promoted. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I'm going to say staff sergeant. It's something like that.
Yeah, I think it's.
I always forget it.
I think it's staff sergeant is the next one up in this.
Yeah, it drives me nuts because like they list it in the book and then I can never find it. Wait, I found it. It is staff sergeant. Okay. Yeah. So staff sergeant and man, he's doing great. And he got the promotion and then specialty we can roll for. 3, infiltrator.
Awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, he's gotten every
one. He was an infiltrator, so did he get more recon? Is that what yes. Infiltrator gives you?
Yeah, let's see what it is. I'm sure it's a plus one whenever you're just trying to like sneak into a
recon for sneaking.
Totally. Infiltrator gives you a plus one modifier to recon rolls when trying to remain undetected. So it's basically a plus one
great.
To stealth.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's great.
This guy is terrifying.
Oh man, Ross is going to be so pumped with this.
I know. He's way more useful than Bane.
I mean, Twilight 2000 does kind of have that sort of, you know, especially the original game, that Rambo kind of vibe, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the direction that
he's sounding like a Rambo right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a John Rambo.
Yeah.
He is. Okay. Great. Let's see how much he aged during this period. 3 years. So now he's a young 26.
Wow.
And he's a staff sergeant. And I've spent 3 boosts of his 5. Just amazing. Not much on empathy yet. Okay. Now I'm going to roll a D8 on a 1 or a 2. He goes to the brig. Let's see. I rolled a 1.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dude, I mean, this is the Con Air John Rambo, you know, the height of your career.
Yeah.
Something went horribly wrong.
They killed a guy in a bar fight.
Yeah,
or something, you know?
Yes. That's what.
That's fucked up, but that would end it for you.
Yeah.
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 And here's the thing, though. He would have had to sort of finish his stint. As unrealistic as it may seem, we're playing a pretend game here. He would have had to finish his stint and, pardon me, come back and done this almost immediately in civilian life. Maybe he was like, he can't be in military prison. He's got to be in prison with you guys. So,
interesting.
So he would have come back.
Maybe he got like a dishonorable discharge for some reason, and then he committed a crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And you know what? We can put this in Ross's hands. So I'm actually going to make a note in his bio that's just note in bio. Dishonorably discharged.
That's exactly what I'm thinking happened to my character. So that's something he and I have in common. We were both dishonorably discharged.
You both disgraced the military.
He could look down on me because he was a special ops. You know, higher up in the Marines, and I washed out after like, you know, 5 years at like in the motor pool.
It washed out of the motor pool.
Yeah. but I'm like, I mean, we understand each other, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're basically like, the same.
We're basically same the same guy, dude. We're
basically the same guy.
You know, it's like I found my brother in prison. Who knew that I would find him here, you know?
The other thing I was thinking is if we wanted to go pure positive and stick with like the, I mean, just pure 90s, 80s/90s TV show, we could go A-Team with his guy and he could be accused of a crime he didn't commit.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
We should let Ross weigh in on stuff like that.
100%.
Yeah, we can start the game with.
Okay,
with
so I've made some notes. In his bio on the sheet, and he can fill in the details at his leisure. Perhaps a crime he didn't commit. He does not have aging effects. Okay, now back to Skid.
Okay, I think I'm actually gonna move into a life of crime now.
Okay.
Because
love it.
I think he's still working at the dealership, but he started selling cocaine.
Ah,
with the dealership as a front.
Cool.
So I'm going to go into the hustler racket.
Love it. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so you have to have an intelligence and an empathy of C+ to go into the hustler career. All right, great. You get access to recon and persuasion in addition to stamina, mobility, driving. What do you think?
Okay, I will take – I'll take 2 in recon. Nice. That up to a C. Okay, and I'll roll a specialty. 1, sidearms.
Well, you have to succeed at the career.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, you got to test recon real quick.
That's 2.
You got it, hustler.
D8.
You're going to get it, hustler.
I'm a hustler,
no.
baby.
No. Damn, I'm putting my I'm putting my bad luck on you. I'm going to shut up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Let's change the rules a little bit since you chose a life of crime, and let's go with the actual life of crime rules. So, first thing is a D8 for aging effects. So, 1, 2, or 3, you're going to have aging effects.
No aging effects.
All right. Now you roll a D6 on an odd result. You'll go to prison.
Yep, I'm going to jail.
Okay. So your life as a hustler got you no specialty, and then you immediately went to prison.
Yeah.
Bummer, you missed out on that sidearms.
You should not have started selling cocaine.
I know, it was a mistake. I think I got arrested. I feel it's just like John DeLorean. It just kept like busted immediately.
Okay, we're not going to roll the D8 to see if war breaks out, because we're going to give you at least one term as a prisoner like Jared had before we test to see if war breaks out. So we'll skip the war breaking out phase and go back to Jared's character. Go back to Ross's character. Jared, keep holding. We'll all do the at war term at once.
Great.
All right, so we'll go back to Ross's character who is...
John Rambo.
Went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now in a prison career, and... is he going to be more – I looked up the traveler rules, by the way, precisely, and it is inmate, thug, and fixer. Inmate, you're just kind of like trying to lay low and get by. Thug, you're kind of actively, you know, throwing your muscle around. And then fixer, you're high intelligence. And,
yeah, you're working the business in the brig.
In the original game, the timeline of the Twilight 2000 universe eventually graduates into Traveler 2300.
Oh, wow.
Like it's like 300 years down the line, it goes into, which is sort of an offshoot. It's not the same timeline as the regular Traveler game, but it's the same brand. So, yeah.
That's very interesting.
So I think it should be, and you guys can vote me down again. Inmate. I think that he's actually a good person, and he's not like he's just trying to do his time and get out of there.
Yeah, I agree.
Sounds
with that.
Good. All right. So you know what? I'm going to take that idea and that time, and I'm going to spend a boost in empathy. I'm going to get his empathy to a B, and I think as part of being an inmate, I think I'm going to increase his persuasion by 1, just because his survivability, right? Like he's working, he's being nice to guards, he's being nice to inmates, he's trying his best to. To stay
he's
on
navigating the prison culture, you know.
Yeah, navigating the prison culture. I love that. And then let's also do stamina. You know, he's strengthening and learning. You know, staminaing up.
My character navigated prison culture with close combat.
Yeah. Yep.
He's using persuasion.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to test his persuasion. So that would be a D8, nope, a D6, and a D10 to see if he does well in this prisoner career. And he does not, a 1 and a 5. So he does not get a specialty in that phase. And that was just his third. He did combat arms, special ops, and then prison. So that was only his third term. And so now let's do, let's see how much he ages during this prison term. 6 years.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
He jumped up to 32.
It does sound like he killed someone at a bar.
Yeah.
It
sounds what it sounds like. Sounds like that.
So as I said, he is a scary person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
All right, let's do 1, 2, or 3. He has aging effects. I rolled a 7. He's good there. And then a 1, 2, or 3, war breaks out. A 6. War does not break out. All right, back to you, Skid.
Okay.
Well, Jared, you're going to be the young buck in this crew.
All right, I like it.
All right.
Okay, so I get close combat, right? For prison,
yep. Close combat, stamina, mobility, driving. I mean, maybe driving doesn't make as much sense here, but...
I'll take 2 in close combat.
Okay. I love it.
Okay. We'll test that. So that's on the D10. 2 successes.
There you go. Okay. Do you want to pick? I mean, these are all phenomenal.
Yeah, these are great. I think I'll roll this one. 1 brawler.
There you go. +1 to anything that has to do with, getting in fisticuffs.
Awesome.
We're not great with guns. We're good with beating people up.
Yeah.
All right, roll a D6 for how many years have passed?
Okay. 1.
Oh, that's good. Okay. And then a D8 for aging. Now, 1 through 4, right? 1 through 4, you experience aging effects?
After 30?
No, it's just because you've done 4 terms, right?
Oh, okay. 6.
Okay, no aging effects. And now war breaks out on 1 through 4.
Okay. 7.
Okay.
Still going.
I feel like I'm off on yours. Is it 1 through 4 or 1 through 5 at this point? How many terms have you had? You did education, car dealership, crime, prison. Yeah, you've done 5. So yeah, 4 is the right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. All right, we kick it back to Ross, who was a Spec Ops Marine who comes back and goes to prison. He did combat arms, special ops, and went right to prison. Now he's doing his next term in prison.
Yeah.
We said that he was being an inmate. He was going to try to lay low, be a good guy. Do you want to continue down that path?
I think that sounds right. And we just keep him there till war breaks out. I mean, what else could he get from inmate? We said persuasion,
close combat. You know, I guess that's not a good idea. I would say persuasion, recon.
I think recon makes sense because, you know, also knowing when not to be where you don't want to be is important, I think, probably. Yep. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to give him a B in recon. And then I'm going to give him a D in mobility, which he has not had at all yet. So a D in mobility and then a B in recon. And let's test recon. That would be 2 D10s now to see if he can get a specialty from his prisoner career. And he does.
Nice.
With a 7 on a D10. And I will roll for it. And he rolled a 3. Killer.
Killer.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Killer means that you don't gain like a big stress hit from killing someone, right?
Yeah, I believe killer means you don't have to roll empathy and fail in order to kill an incapacitated person. I think.
Dude.
I think that's what it is.
Dude.
This guy
is terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, I really feel awful for him.
I think he had to kill somebody else while he was in prison.
Yeah, maybe you think so.
I think so. That's what made this happen, you know?
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Wow.
I wonder why I haven't been able to find Killer. Have you seen Brawl in Cell Block 99?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
With a fellow tabletop RPG-er, Vince Vaughn.
Yep. Oh, he likes to play tabletop RPGs?
Yeah, he goes to a GaryCon all the time.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's
amazing. And I love Vince Vaughn movies.
I do too. I was just watching Swingers again a few weeks ago.
Oh.
I haven't seen Swingers in a really long time.
It's really good. Really good movie.
That's great. I found Killer. And sure enough, it means you can kill without any negative effects. You can kill an incapacitated person without any negative effects.
Wow, that is so dark.
It really is.
So dark.
I love that. That's so great for him.
I mean, to go from Dade and then we're going to hand him this character. And he's related to Dade, we think? Yeah. I mean, wow. This is the anti-Dade.
Yeah.
Anti-Dade.
It's amazing. Just amazing. Okay. Now he is going to age 2 years. He's going to age 2 years. So now he's 34. And aging effects. So on a 1 through 3 here, he's good. And then on a 1 through 3, war breaks out. I rolled a 2.
All right. War broke out.
So that's it.
War
at 34.
Broke out for our killing machine.
That's right.
But it's so scary. Ross needs to listen to this, like to hear how this developed, because it really is like, it was such, he's so scary because everybody thinks like he might have actually not done it. Like he's like convinced people of this and he's laying low in prison. Yeah. His empathy went up. He's helping people out. Like he did none of that thug life stuff. And yet he's a killer inside.
This could be, I mean, this does sound like a John Rambo action hero from the 80s and 90s movie kind of a character. You know, maybe he's not really an awful person. He just had to kill.
Forced to be a killer. And so he just sort of turned off that part of himself.
I mean, it's only in an action movie would you meet someone like that, I think. But, you know, it's interesting.
Okay, before we go into the at-war turn with him, which we'll do after everybody else, he gets one boost that he hasn't used, and all of his attributes are at B. I could see this guy being strength or intelligence, A. What do you guys think?
Oh, man.
I think intelligence.
I think strength, because I want to be the only intelligence A, and I know Skid just doesn't want to be – he doesn't want 2 strength A's.
Yeah, that's true. Can you do agility?
So then maybe we make him agility A.
Agility.
Yeah, agility.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a ninja.
Agility A.
He's like a ninja.
But, hey, that's going to help his mobility and his ranged combat. Hugely important skills. All right. Let's move on to the at-war turn. Wait, Skid, you're not at war yet.
I'm still not at war.
Okay, here we go. Back to Skid.
Okay, so...
another term in prison.
All right, I'm going to take another 2 in close combat.
Okay.
So we get up to an A.
Wow, A in close combat.
You're
going to
have an AA in close combat?
Yeah.
A 300-pound former... college football player who started selling cocaine out of his car dealership.
How did these stories
who
come
can
about?
Kill a man with his bare hands.
I love it.
This is fantastic.
Okay. And 3 successes.
Wow. Wow. Just amazing, dude. Amazing. All right. That is prisoner. So you get another specialty. If you'd like to select.
Okay. I'm going to roll for this.
Okay.
Killer. 3.
Killer. Oh, man. Jared, you are in the thick of it, man.
What? I think I got hooked up with...
Did you just get killer as well?
I got killer, too. I think I got hooked up with Ross's character in prison.
Yeah.
I think we're, like, tied together somehow, and this... affected us both, like whatever this is.
So I'm running around with 2 guys who can kill if they need to.
Yeah.
And wow.
Just wow.
Yeah.
And you're the smart one. Okay.
These characters are also, they're reminding me of like a Harlan Coben novel.
Who's that again?
Who's that? Name.
He writes like bad mystery novels, and his main character is a former renowned basketball player and now a sports agent who also fights crime and solves mysteries.
Yes.
And it says in the Wikipedia, is 6 feet 4 inches tall and considered handsome by many people.
Oh my God, that's wow. So great. That's great. Okay.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I think I want to choose something else then. I don't know if what if both,
feel free.
Both want us to be killer. I think maybe I'll take Melee.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, instead. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Melee.
So if you get it, so that's just the difference with that is if you have a weapon, right?
Yeah.
Like if you have a hand-to-hand yeah. weapon. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Give me a D6 roll for years passing.
4.
How old is he now?
34.
Okay. Oh, same age as me. Okay.
Yeah.
And then give me a D8 on a 1 through 5. You have aging effects.
Okay. 3.
Yeah.
Okay. So reduce 1 attribute, 1 step.
I'm going to put my agility down to C.
Okay. And then on a 1 through 5, war breaks out.
War were declared.
War were declared. It's time for the breakup. We're doing it. We're doing it. All right.
I got my character's name.
You do?
What is it?
I do. Paxton Briggs. People call me Pax.
Yes! Pax. Paxton Briggs. I love it. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Nice work. Okay. If it's the final term before your war breaks out, spend as a civilian, you go into the draft. We're not going to do this. You're not getting drafted. You're not going over to Eastern Europe to war. Instead, does everybody have ranged combat?
Yes.
I don't.
You don't. That's fine. We're throwing the rules out the window a little bit for this one shot because we're playing a different kind of story. I think you get both of you get any 2 skill increases you want, but they must be 2 different skills increased once. You can't increase 1 skill twice. So any 2, and it could be skills you already have, or you can unlock new skills.
Okay, so two skills, they get increased 1 time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
2 skills that get increased 1 time, and then you will get 1 last specialty.
I'm going to put medical aid up to a D.
Okay, cool.
And I'll put mobility up to, recon? I'll put recon up to a B.
For Ross, I'm going to put close combat up to a C. I feel like it just makes sense for the character. And I'm going to do ranged combat up to a C.
Yeah.
I took, I was really tempted to take ranged combat up to C, but instead I took driving up to C.
Awesome.
And I took 1 rank in persuasion.
Great. Now we all have a little bit of persuasion. I like
you know what?
Bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna forgo the recon and I'm gonna take ranged combat to a D. So I have any chance at all to shoot the gun.
Great. And that was what, you know, by the book it says if you haven't had ranged combat yet, you must take ranged combat in the at war term. But that's usually because you joined the military because you got drafted. All right. Yeah. And 1 last specialty. Your career is considered other, so we're all gonna roll on this last other specialty list. Jared, I'll let you go first. You go ahead and go first. Roll a D6.
Okay, here it comes.
And re-roll if you get a 1.
I got a 6.
Improvised munitions.
Nice.
What?
It just means that sometime in your while you were in prison or just as you got out, somebody taught you how to make bombs out of like shit that's laying around.
You know what? I don't love it. Can I roll again or pick one?
Sure, pick one.
What are the other choices?
Hunter, forager, quartermaster, scrounger.
Okay, I think that he would be good at scrounging. What does that give me?
Scrounging, it gives you a plus one modifier on survival rolls to like look for materials out, you know, in if you're scrounging it through a building or stuff like that.
Okay, he has no survival right now, but he has an A intelligence. I think that this is a good idea for him. I'm going to take it.
Great. And I, with my, I had a point in survival here. I'm going to just go ahead and take Hunter. I'm going to say that's at good. Some point in his life he had been trained in hunting.
It's great for him.
Yeah. All right, and Skid, what do you think for your last one?
I will take... I think I'll take Racer just so that I have something that reflects my time working with cars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All wheeled vehicles besides motorcycles.
Oh, so you and I are both good at driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. We got to put some driving into this.
I think we got to put some driving in.
Sounds good to me. All right. Hunter, I'm assuming Hunter is a survival. Yeah. It's hunting to obtain food, survival bonus. One, two, three, four, five specialties for Ross's character. Pretty awesome.
Wow.
We don't have a name for Ross's character. Skid, do you have a name? Do you want to hold off until showtime?
Yeah, I think he's from the South. He's like a salt of the earth kind of guy. I think Clinton.
Clinton? Clinton. Okay.
Trucks.
Dude, that would be such an amazing character name.
I think it actually does kind of fit. I think I'm gonna be Clinton Trucks.
Wait, should I tell Clint?
Please tell Clint.
Okay.
Please tell
him. Yeah, for those that don't know, the joke is that we all know and are friends with a Clinton Trucks.
Of course.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
The great Clinton Trucks. You can see him on the Game Garage series.
Oh, the Game Garage. Yeah.
Game Garage.
That's right.
Right.
All right, last looks here. Well, obviously, we're going to let Ross name his character, but let's see. Determine your hit and stress capacities. Foundry does that for us, but this is basically based on your strength and agility. How about a quick look at everybody just to get a sense, you know, when we're walking away, like what are people's... I mean, my hit capacity is 6. I don't think I've ever had seen a hit capacity that high.
Paxton has a hit capacity of only 5. Well, that's pretty good. But then his stress capacity is 6.
Oh.
That's awesome. My stress capacity is 5. Or Ross's, I should say. And what about yours, Skid? Do you know?
I'm 5 and 5.
5 and 5. Okay, great. Determine your unit morale. Our unit morale is going to be based on the command score, the highest command score among us, of which Ross's character has 0.
So do I have 0.
I have a D.
All right. So unit morale is D. And all of your guys' cuffs should be D.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you never got promoted in the military, you know, even those of you that did a stint in the military.
Yeah. Wow. This makes sense, though. You broke out of prison and you're fighting to eat, you probably wouldn't have a really high morale. And also,
you've never been shot at.
Yeah, my guy was in the motor pool and he wasn't in like live combat. So he would have a pretty low cuff, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough if bullets start flying. Like, you guys are going to get suppressed pretty easily. Well, that's where your frontline leader comes in, right? That's cool. All right, let's determine your moral code, your big dream. We'll do all that, you know, kind of off air as we get up to this session. You can figure out your moral code, your big dream, and your buddies. We don't have to do buddies. You're all going to be buddies. Your buddies will be each other for this one. And decide how you met the other player characters. You all met in prison.
Met in jail.
Choose a name. You guys are already clear on that. And then we got to pick gear from the list. But, you know, gear is something that we can do over the next couple of days off air. So I think that's going to about wrap her up, fellas, unless you had anything else you wanted to add.
That was fun. I can't wait to hand Ross's character to him and have him see that he is a killing machine. That's going to be great. I really love Life Path, and I think every game should use Life Path.
I agree. It's the most fun way.
I get excited to play characters when I do it. You know, I'm like, oh my god, and it also like heavily informs how I'm going to play them too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a level of investment that you don't get with other ways of creating them.
It's like a mini game, so it's even, you know, kind of fun to do, you know, mm-hmm. whereas like some other types of character creation I've done where you're just kind of deciding between choices, sometimes it's not as fun as this, you know, where you're like, you get a story with it, you know?
Yeah.
I agree, and I'm right with you, Jared. I think that one of the main things it does is it kickstarts your ability to start playing the personality right away, because you kind of know a little bit more about where you came from, what your last decade was, right? Like even if it's in vague terms, it gives you somewhere to start. So I'm really excited for this. I think we're going to, you know, in terms of the one shot itself, I don't know. I'll go off. I'll work on it. I'll call up McD. We'll start brainstorming. But you guys are going to break out of prison, and then you're going to need to have some kind of goal. Is there anything that jumps out at you guys right now besides just getting food? Like, is there a direction you want to head? Is there a place you feel could be safety that could be like the goal of our scenario?
Or we're in North Carolina?
My plan is to put you in a prison in North Carolina. Yeah.
Let's look up prisons in North Carolina.
I was going to do that, and I didn't before this session, unfortunately.
Well, that's why I'm here to help you, Joe.
Yeah.
Prisons, North Carolina.
There are dozens of state-operated correctional facilities, federal institutions, and private prisons.
Oh, damn. Well, this is up to you then. Look at all these options.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless America. Of course, we know that Ross's character is in Supermax. So that's going to narrow it down a little bit. I think that if you wanted to just go, here we go, and see how we survive day to day, you know, with the goal being to just get food and water security, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that would work for me.
Great. We can start with that, and we'll just see where the story takes us. I mean, that's the whole idea with Twilight 2000. You get a stack of random encounter cards. I can just repurpose them live for, like, to be in America and just sort of see what you come up against.
I hope we encounter the American version of Snake Bus.
Yes. Whatever that is.
This time, Joe, I'm going to know about the snake. And if you pull Snake Bus, you've got to do it.
Oh, man. Guys, thank you so much for doing this in the days before our rally. Appreciate you sitting with me and whipping up these characters. Naish, we're going live this weekend and all weekend long, Friday night primetime, all day Saturday, almost all day Sunday, streaming all different kind of games. We got Twilight 2000, Shadow Dark, Mothership, AD&D. Skid, you're running an AD&D, like an old school John, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, running an AD&D. Jared's running Haunted City. We're bringing about Haunted City reunion. I mean, there's just so much exciting stuff. Brindlewood Bay. Sydney's going to be running a Brindlewood Bay, John. And then we're doing a little whatchamacallit as well. Mythic Bastion Land.
Yes.
So, yeah, should be really, really fun. Until then, take it easy, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you this weekend. And happy gaming. Take it easy, everybody.
See you this weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine. And now, I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. Because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.